Psalm 82, Preface. As just rulers and a good government are a noble gift of God, by which virtue and justice are protected, wickedness repressed, and peace with all its concomitant blessings is promoted, so tyrannical rulers and a corrupt or incompetent government are one of the scourges which God uses for the punishment of a people. Hence, when God grants us a good government, we should be thankful to Him, praying for the continuance of this, His gift, and we should improve quiet days to worship God and to build His kingdom according to His word, and should practice all civil virtues as good citizens seeking the good of the land. But when it pleases God to scourge us with bad and corrupt government, we should submit ourselves without murmuring against Him. Least of all should we undertake to help ourselves by unlawful means, bearing in mind Solomon's warning words, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change, for their calamity shall rise suddenly." Proverbs 24, verse 21. Yet, as good citizens of a republic, we should use those means which the constitution of the land and the commonwealth gives into the hands of the people to correct wrongs and to remedy abuses. Meanwhile, a bad government should increase our longing for that glorious kingdom where injustice and corruption are not known, where we shall follow the Lamb wherever He goes. Now, let us hear the 82nd Psalm. On the Duties of the Civil Government, a Psalm of Asaph. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, "Ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High." But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Summary. This psalm is intended for the instruction of civil rulers, magistrates, and all in authority. Asaph calls the rulers gods because they have an authority given unto them, but he reminds them that the highest judge sees them in their office, and they must die like other men and must come before the judgment seat of the Supreme One. Hence, he charges them not to favor the wicked who have money and influence, but to judge justly and to help the oppressed. This psalm should be heeded also by employers, overseers, masters, mistresses, and all who exercise any kind of authority. They all should remember, there is a Lord over them, and it shall be done to them as they do to others. At the end of this psalm, reference is had to the kingdom of Christ, who should inherit the heathen and possess the uttermost parts of the earth. Psalm 2, verse 8. Certainly, a peculiar king, who does not punish sin and demand righteousness, but forgives sin and imputes righteousness. To this king let us hold. Prayer. Thanks be unto thee, thou ruler of nations, because to this, our native land, thou hast granted free institutions of government, under which we enjoy both civil and religious liberty. Protect by thy mighty hand the government of this free republic, and suffer it not to be overthrown by revolutions and civil wars, and always grant us honest and wise men for offices high and low. Amen.